CliffCentral.com.
Yes, siree. It is a Wednesday morning. It is just after 7 o'clock, and this is CliffCentral.com. We've got Flax and we've got Bulelo, and we're joined by Sean Sanders of Revix.com. Hello, Sean. How are you, dude?
Morning, guys. Morning, Gareth.
Yeah, morning.
Thanks. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. So a bit of an up and down week. What was it, 7 days ago when the guys had you on last, things were pretty bullish, and there's been a bit of a pullback. Should we talk about that for starters and then get on to the rest?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same as every other week, right? I mean, sometimes it's up a lot, sometimes it's down. It's been up a lot over the last 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
And I mean, you've seen a pretty big pullback. I mean, Ethereum's down about 11% over the last week. Bitcoin's down about 10%, Chainlink's down 14%. So, I mean, it's been a pretty big pullback over the last week. Maybe this is an opportunity to get in. I mean, I think the longer term trend is still very bullish. If you're looking at the crypto market overall, I mean, it's still up 2.5 times since this time last year, right?
Right. And just tell us quickly, are there any that have gone up? Have there been any surprises? Because we have had some interesting new entries to the market, and I know that you don't believe in the ones that don't have their fundamentals in place and the ones that are kind of just a joke, like Dogecoin or, you know, Shibu, but there are some new entries every week, and there's a cryptocurrency for pretty much anything anyone wants anymore.
No, there is. Look, this last week has been a pretty broad market sell-off. I actually don't think there's a cryptocurrency, I stand to be corrected, but I don't think there's a cryptocurrency in the top 20 that has increased in value over the last week. But that just is sort of the nature of this market. I mean, go back to last week's episode and the entire market was up, right? There wasn't a cryptocurrency that was sort of in the red. And this is, I mean, again, if you're positioning yourself as a longer term investor in this space, it sort of pays its dues to say, okay, right, maybe this is the accumulation opportunity that you were looking for. But it is, like, human psychology is fascinating. And we see this all the time at Revix. When the market starts running and really increasing in value like it's done over the last while, a lot of people come in, and they come in quickly. And when the market pulls back like this, people end up selling. And it exacerbates the moves in either direction.
Right.
And I think, you know, this is the time with your long-term sort of objective investors. So let's say you are the AI that we're all looking for, this like superhuman AI that's able to view this market. I mean, this is the time when you're meant to say, okay, right, emotion aside, like, let's take a, you know, a position in this market now. Like, this is, you know, you're getting everything at a lower price.
Well, I mean, here's Stink Mina who says, Revix top 10 bundle is always doing the most. But I want to talk a little bit about one of your other bundles, if you don't mind. Can we talk about the smart contract bundle for a second? Because we have discussed this, but it was a little while ago, and I think it's worth going over again. So what is the smart contract bundle, and what is it all about? What are you actually investing in there?
Sure. So, I mean, everyone knows us for our top 10 bundle, right? So you get exposure to roughly around 75% of the cryptocurrency market by buying the top 10 cryptocurrencies. And our top 10 bundle gives you exposure to each of those with one investment.
Right.
So it's sort of like the JSE top 40 or the S&P 500, but for crypto. Now, the smart contract bundle goes a little bit deeper. And this is more for the sort of crypto nuts out there. Mm-hmm. And now we're trying to sort of educate the broader market about this potential. So smart contracts, in a nutshell, are little programs that can do things. I mean, the analogy that's always used is sort of like a vending machine, right? You're able to say, listen, smart contract, this little program, do this. So, you know, should I want to pay somebody at the end of the month and the 25th of the month passes, execute this payment. So if this, then do Y.
Okay.
And that's a very rudimentary sort of understanding of what smart contracts can do. But I mean, at the end of the day, you start looking at all these little applications that are being built on top of blockchains. These are ultimately a whole bunch of smart contracts being clumped together, a whole bunch of if X, then Y events that are creating much bigger opportunities and programs that exist. Now, I guess a very high level overview of sort of what smart contracts are and whatnot. But if you start looking at what blockchains are meant to do, and the idea of blockchains are really to have sort of this peer-to-peer global decentralized network. And there's some blockchains out there, such as Ethereum, Solana, Polkadot, that are looking to sort of become these blockchain superhighways. Mm-hmm. So they want all the applications to be built on top of them. And they really are competing for market dominance. Now, you can go out and you can speculate on some cryptocurrencies like Uniswap, Polkadot, whatever they may be. But a lot of these, Polkadot's a little bit unique because it's got its own blockchain. But a lot of these are building on top of other blockchains. So the success of these projects actually then results in the success of this blockchain, because you'll utilize the blockchain a lot more. So what a smart contract bundle does, and I'm taking now a step back to sort of evaluate that bundle, is we're saying, rather than going out and trying to buy into the individual products mm-hmm. or individual projects in the space, go and buy into the infrastructure. So right. if the success of these projects, you know, occurs, which, you know, it has been incredible, there has been significant growth in this industry over the last while, you've sort of got a picks and shovels approach, using an analogy from the gold rush, where you're then buying into that exact network or that exact project that facilitates other projects. And that's really, in a nutshell, what the smart contract bundle does.
I mean, we don't have the time to be figuring out exactly which cryptocurrency is being used and what kind of application. And nobody except you guys at Revix, frankly, and real, like, full-day, full-time crypto traders and experts can figure out exactly what's going on over there. So you just make it easy for us, because honestly, we don't know. So if we buy into the smart contract bundle, then we're hopefully buying into the technology and therefore into the value of the cryptocurrencies that are driving it. I like that idea, because I don't have the time to figure out all the stuff you know. How's the return been on that smart contract bundle?
So it has, believe it or not, over the last 5 years, it's almost 15x Bitcoin's return as a bundle.
Wow.
And the reason it's done so well is because you've had these sort of new emergents, such as Solana, such as Polkadot, that have gained so much of, you know, the cryptocurrency's market share. I mean, when we spoke last week about how Bitcoin went from being worth about 80% of the entire cryptocurrency market to now only being worth about 45%, that's because of these other cryptocurrencies that are increasing and have increased so much over the last few years. So, I mean, the returns have been outstanding. And I mean, taking a step back and saying, okay, right, why does this bundle exist? Why did we offer this? Because essentially what we do with this bundle is we say, we're going to give you exposure to the top five largest smart contract oriented cryptocurrencies. Lots of jargon in that, but essentially the likes of Ethereum, Cardano, Polkadot, that are looking to create this blockchain superhighway. So instead of you going out and, as you've said, guessing which of these will be a success story, you're able to get exposure to all of them. And that encompasses about 95% of these smart contract oriented cryptocurrencies. And it's a little theme within the crypto space. So just like you have, say, the technology sector or the resources sector in the stock market, this is a theme within the crypto space. So not all cryptocurrencies are created equal. They all do very different things. I think a lot of people don't know that. And this is essentially a bundle focusing on a very particular group of cryptocurrencies. Sorry, I completely deviated from your question there, Gareth. I'm not sure.
Just in terms of the returns. So I'm just looking at your website right now, because that's the best way for me to figure it out. And the smart contract bundle has had a 1 year change of 712.18% in returns. So that's in the positive. That's very good. Considering your top 10 is like 590%, the payment bundle's 288%. And Bitcoin itself at 250%. That's a hell of a you know, return. That's very nice. That's in a year.
I mean, that's just over the last year, right? Yeah. I mean, when you start looking back to, say, around 2016, which is when we started looking at this data at the beginning, I mean, that's when this looks just absolutely absurd. We actually, we were hesitant to release an article recently, because if you compare the performance of the smart contract bundle to the likes of Bitcoin, it actually looks fake. It actually is so... So it outperforms Bitcoin by so much that it makes the bundle look unrealistic, which is, I guess, a good problem to have, I suppose. But this is really, again, like sort of just talking to a broader audience, saying, you know, smart contracts and smart contract-oriented cryptocurrencies, they are going to be a very big part of the future. If you think about decentralized finance, the entire decentralized finance world exists between three blockchains at the moment. That's Ethereum, Solana, and Cardano. Like, that is it, really. And I mean, to be able to get exposure again to sort of that picks and shovels-like approach, where you're not betting on individual projects, but rather the success of the network as a whole, is something that we believe is a good investment thesis.
I mean, I think everybody's kind of convinced. Well, certainly the people that we talk to every week here and the people who you're talking about know what this is. Michael says, for example, if you're sensible and you do your due diligence, crypto will make you very wealthy by 2025. And of course, you mustn't get obsessed with the week in, week out ups and downs of these things. You must look at the overall trajectory. And human beings are not good at this, right, Sean? We're not good at, and Borlello, you know this too. We're not very good at seeing the big picture. We respond to immediate stimuli and we go, oh, well, it's at 60 grand today. It's too much to buy. but it was at 65 grand last week, and it might be at 80 grand at the end of this year. You don't know. It might also drop down to 36 grand. But in the long run, is the overall trend up or down?
Exactly. And I think just taking a step back again from all of this and right turning our attention to the traditional financial world and the economy and all the rest, I mean, you're seeing inflation, and we spoke about mm-hmm. this a year ago, 2 years ago. It's sort of like I told you so moment from all of us.
Yeah.
But inflation's occurring. I mean, you saw the highest, we've got US inflation that's higher than in South Africa. It's the highest it's been in, I forget the exact time period.
40 years.
You know, 7 years.
No, it's longer
than 20 years, yeah.
I think it's 40.
It's crazy.
Because they haven't.
And there's this opportunity. Sorry, guys.
No, they're just borrowing money left, right, and center, and printing money left, right, and center. And it's eventually, all that inflation is, Sean, and I'm no economist, but it is when you have too much money in the system and not enough product. So the price of those products goes up. I mean, that's the most rudimentary way I can describe it.
Yeah, totally. I mean, if you and I were the only people in an economy and I said, well, listen, this pen's worth $1 and we both have $1 each. I mean, there's value then to this pen, right?
Absolutely.
We go and we add an extra $100 each into this economy. We each get an additional $50. All of a sudden, this pen isn't worth as much.
Correct.
So, I mean, it's that idea already around inflation. But now you've seen that happen in the market, and that there's this the incredible opportunity around, should we see hyperinflation? I don't know what the probability of this. I don't think anyone knows really what the probability of this occurring would be. But should we see hyperinflation, there may actually be no better hedge to that than Bitcoin and Ethereum and some of the other larger cap cryptocurrencies.
Well, we'll leave it at that. You can go along to revix.com. You can sign up for free. Put in, you know, anything, $400, $500. Start today. Verify your ID. Add the funds. Select the bundle of your choice and get involved. And check out that smart bundle contract too. Thanks, Sean. Good to see you, dude.
Awesome, guys. Thanks very much.
Cool. Thank you. There's Sean Saunders, revix.com. You can find out more by going to visit him. CliffCentral.com.